Ray Comfort may cloak himself with a feigned semblance of righteousness, but it's an act. He may view himself as a champion of the faith, combating atheism through the intellect of a banana or a crocodile-duck hybrid. Crocoduck. But this sparring that he does with atheists never actually leads to them getting saved. He may call himself an evangelist, but whatever he evangelizes isn't the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, Comfort isn't just a false prophet charlatan who sounds like a used car salesman from hell. The reality is, he's a spiritual predator. His victims are those who he deceives into believing a false gospel, a gospel that can't save, a hardcore works salvation. In fact, his accent is more authentic than the salvation plan that he preaches, and we all know that his accent is probably fake. This is a guy who proudly proclaims that Judas Iscariot is his favorite disciple. This is a guy who teaches people that they have to repent of all their sins to be saved, that they have to stop sinning. This is a guy who says that believing is not enough to attain salvation. This is a guy who desperately tries to convince people that they have to repent in order for them to go to heaven. He walks up to them in the street and asks them when they're going to do it. And of course, they never give him a straight answer. This is the gospel of Ray Comfort. Stop sinning to be saved. Are you going to repent? He asks the unfortunate people who run into him when he's filming. And most of them respond with a flippant, "I don't know." I guess the Apostle Paul didn't get the memo with regard to Ray Comfort's gospel. You know, he said through the power, the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Jesus Christ apparently didn't get the memo either. He said, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Ultimately, Ray Comfort doesn't believe the Apostle Paul. He doesn't believe the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't believe the Bible. For him, the death, burial, and resurrection is insufficient to attain salvation. It doesn't save anyone. You have to add your own works into the mix. And for that reason, he's not going to be very comfortable as he burns in hell for all of eternity. Along with all the atheists, he failed to convert.